Hi, are you Sandra?
Yes, I'm sorry, the door's locked.
What's that?
Just that.
Stop by and see you.
Okay.
You had sent that card in requesting information on the burial plan.
Oh, yes.
And so I stopped by to explain it to you and tell you how it works and what it costs.
Oh, okay.
Just take a few minutes. John is long training today.
Oh, okay.
So he'll listen.
Oh, I wasn't really ready for anybody to come by. Okay, come on
in. Yep, it'll just take a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering how much it would cost.
Okay, let me run over a couple things real quick first. Do you have a burial plan of any type?
No.
Okay. On this plan, you can get from 1 to 20,000 coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Is your health okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I have asthma. That's all. I have high blood pressure.
Okay. On the asthma, are you on an inhaler?
Yes, I take Advair, and then I have a respiratory inhaler.
Okay. Any heart problems?
No.
Ever had cancer?
No.
Stroke?
No.
Emphysema?
No.
Kidney, liver, lung problems?
No.
Diabetes?
Mm-hmm.
Circulatory, which would include blood clots, bypasses, aneurysms, stents?
No.
Been in the hospital or nursing home in the past year?
No, I have osteoarthritis for those.
Okay. Used any home oxygen or inhalers? What's the inhaler you said?
I have an inhaler.
Yep. Any form of nicotine or tobacco?
No.
Okay. We can write you full coverage. They just changed the asthma to full coverage, which we used to not be. If you were on inhaler every day, we couldn't write it. They just in the past 4, 5, 6 months have changed that. To where you can write full coverage. So we can write you full coverage. By full coverage, that means starting today on, it would pay the full amount. So let's just start you, say, a $7,000 policy. It would pay the full $7,000, even if you passed away today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. It's full coverage. Now, why in the world would I start you at $7,000 when funerals are $10,000? Well, we do it on purpose.
Yeah, I have life insurance at work also.
Well, but don't depend on the work.
No, I
know. Because if you quit working, then it's not there.
Yeah.
Or worse yet, you have to quit working because of a health problem.
Yeah.
Then you lose your insurance and you can't get anything. Then you end up with zero, and zero is not what you want at time of death for the family.
No.
But the reason we start you at $7,000. Is so that it gives you room to add to it. And this is one of the most important parts of the plan. What you're trying to accomplish is that you want to take a policy out as close to when you're going to pass away as possible so that you put as few payments in as possible before you collect on it.
Yeah.
Well, we have no idea when that's going to be. So what we do is start you at $7,000, and then every 2 to 3 years, add $1,000. 2 to 3, add. 2 to 3, add. 2 to 3, add. By spacing it out every 2 to 3 years, somewhere along that line, we just don't know where it will happen, but somewhere along that line, you will take a policy out, pass away 6 months, 12 months, 18 months later. That helps you get more back than what you put in. A better way to show it is a set of scales. You're taking a policy today, you have 7,000 coverage, and you've only put in one payment.
Yeah.
And every time you put a payment in, those scales will balance out.
Yeah.
When you add to it, kicks it back in your favor. Balance out, back in your favor. That's why it's important to add to it as we go along. Now, the other reason that we add to it is that way it'll work you up to what final expenses cost today, but it'll also help keep you up with what funerals might be 20 years from now.
That's true.
Because it doesn't matter what a funeral costs today if we're not going to pass away.
No.
What matters is what they cost the day you do pass away, the day the family has to write the check and pay for it.
Right.
You want enough coverage in place.
Yeah.
By adding to it, we'll keep you up with that. And then the third reason we do it that way, and people like this a lot, is it's a lot easier on the budget to do it in a whole lot of little steps instead of me coming in and saying, well, funerals are 10 today. If they double in the next 20 years, you better take a $20,000 policy.
Yeah, see, I couldn't afford to do that
right
now.
Well, that's right, and that's why we do that. But, you know, your payment would be three times as high. So we save you some money up front, and we get you to take it out close to when you're going to need it.
Mm-hmm.
The combination of those two things greatly influences how much you put in as opposed to how much you get back. Now, the common sense thing about a burial policy, and it's absolutely one of the most common sense plans you'll ever take, it's going to happen. None of us can get out of it. None of us can get around it. That's a bill that has to be paid. All this plan does is it just lets you pay for it a little every month, but yet still have the full coverage today on
mm-hmm.
The other thing that makes it common sense is family is getting this money back. They'll get it back in a lump sum. They'll get it back in a time of need, and it'll pass on 100% tax free. It goes straight from them, from the insurance company to them. They get it 100%. Okay. Do you have a checking account?
Yes.
It says call for it to run through the bank, where the bank sends it in automatically for you. Did I ask you tobacco use?
Yeah, I don't remember.
No, I didn't remember if I asked. So, non-tobacco. What is your age?
I'm 62. I just turned 62.
62. Okay. For a $7,000 policy, it'd be $3,367. For an $8,000, $3,798. And for a $10,046.
Did I start lower and then still raise it up?
Sure, sure.
Because I was looking at, yeah.
That's $2,505, yeah. $5,000. Mm-hmm. Doing that okay?
So you said in a couple years, I can raise that up.
Yeah, now remember it is based on health.
Yeah.
We don't have a guaranteed issue anymore. And your height and what?
I'm 5'3 and weigh 160.
What state were you born in?
Colorado.
And your date of birth?
7/5/49.
And who would you like as a beneficiary?
Laura Davis.
L-A-U?
L-A-U-R-A.
And a daughter?
Yes.
What time of the month would you like that to come out of the bank?
Around the 20th.
Okay.
No. You too. Bye.
We're done.
Oh, okay. Good.
All right. Policy will be here in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And then the bank will send that in automatically starting August 20th.
Okay, that's
right. It'll come out in July, because you just paid it. Right. And so, and there's a receipt that you did give me money.
Yes.
I did give you my card, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay. I'm there to help. If you ever need anything,
okay.
Do not hesitate
Great.
To give me a holler. I've been doing it 27 years. I'm planning on sticking
yeah.
around. So.
I just wanted the policy that's going to be around.
Yep.
I wanted to,
the company will be around.
It's going to be around for a while.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.